This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
The Poynter Institute reports the chair of the Federal Communications Commission questioned whether Sinclair Broadcast Group's deal to purchase Tribune Media involved a, quote, possible sham transaction, unquote. The FCC says it suspects Sinclair of trying to skirt the government's rules on how much of the country a TV owner can serve by selling some stations to friends but keeping control of the stations. So the FCC has tabled the $3.9 billion merger and sent it to a federal administrative judge, which could doom the deal because that action will take more time, maybe a lot more time, according to Poynter. And it adds to the chances that the deal might fall apart. And this just happened last week, Jasmine, and you follow the TV industry pretty closely. Did you see something like this coming?
No, I think it was very unexpected. I didn't think this was going to happen, and a lot of people who work in the TV industry and local news also did not see this coming. So this was something that kind of came out of left field on the periphery. But if you kind of dig into what, you know, obviously, first of all, most people thought this is a problem because Sinclair was somehow going to find a way to operate these stations, whether or not they technically own them. I mean, people figured that was going to happen, but they figured that the FCC would just kind of push it through because Sinclair has been very, very helpful and I guess very nice to Trump and in their commentary. A lot of it is pro-Trump or it is pro-White House platform. So there's plenty of reasons to think that, okay, so because President Trump is in charge of the FCC and he's appointed these people in the FCC, that this will get approved and there will be no issues there. But other people have pointed out since this has happened, since the FCC has come out and said we need to really look into this further, that Sinclair is kind of been building a cable-worthy empire, like Fox News, for instance, similar to Fox News's platforms and similar to their to the shows that they have. So their thinking is that because Sinclair could compete potentially with Fox News almost on a national level because they would be owning almost 72% of broadcast of the country, of stations in the market in the country, that they shut them down because they could be potentially competing with Fox, and that Donald Trump went and said, hey, you need to take, you know, maybe corner this over here, put it to the side.
It certainly seems suspicious. For example, in Chicago, they were going to sell WGN TV to a friend, apparently, of Sinclair. And sell WGN for a fraction of the price that another station in Chicago recently sold for, and that station is nowhere near as powerful or watched as WGN. So I would think that would certainly raise some suspicions too.
Well, I'd like to think that in hearing this news, that maybe cooler heads prevailed, and maybe because this has been often discussed for some time. This has gotten a lot of pushback and a lot of confrontation and a lot of critiques. And I like to think maybe that the FCC maybe listened actually to this and they took this in. And maybe this is what is potentially bringing on this potential sea change. When you're thinking about, and I think, correct me, that this deal would have made, I mean, this is a tremendous monopoly for one. And given the slant that this broadcasting chain tends to have and could own some 70% of the market or something, I'd like to think that the powers that be kind of said, wait a minute, let's pump the brake here and take a bit closer look at this.
Are we operating under antiquated rules here? Because the government does oversee these broadcasters, so to speak, but many of them don't have much of an audience that reaches them through the broadcast airwaves anymore. A lot of television is through cable, which is not regulated by the government. So is this kind of an antiquated rule that we're operating under for businesses such as Sinclair?
I think some would say that, but I think it's healthy to have diversity in ownership in this country. And there have been many laws that have made sure of those kinds of things. And I think it's very important, especially for broadcasting, for broadcasters, people that run news businesses, to have those voices and have those different companies running it. So they're not all the same.
But is it a level field? Because in the newspaper industry, we see a chain such as Gatehouse buying up all the papers in small markets in Illinois and other states. You have some very large newspaper chains, don't you, Will?
Gatehouse is becoming one. I've worked with a couple with McClatchy and with Lee Enterprises and the former Knight Ridder chain. But it seems like there's not one that is just swelling to the potential that Sinclair is trying to do. So I don't think there's any threat of monopoly on the, at least on the print side. But this is, I think, especially concerning with what Sinclair is trying to do.
Yeah. And without those rules in place for newspapers, Will, what have you seen with those big companies buying up the small companies?
They're stripping out their newsrooms. They're not putting in the investing profits into them. And we've spoken about this before in this program. Gatehouse is one. They're investors. They're junk bond investors. They don't put back into their newsrooms. They just make sure they're getting their profits and taking the bottom line. So no, it's been a very bad and dangerous and precarious road that they've been taking.
Jasmine, how do you see this eventually playing out for Sinclair? Do you think they'll eventually get their way, or do you think this maybe has been spiked?
I think the deal is going to have to change substantially for them to get this through. Them putting this into this committee and delaying it could kill the deal entirely. I'm not sure that they're going to let it die. What I do know going on right now is that in current Tribune, at least some current Tribune stations, that Sinclair and Tribune are having to sign off on new hires right now. So they're playing it like this was always going to happen. And the fact that this just came out in the last week is really interesting. And I wonder what's going to happen now with these Tribune stations that were going to be sold.
Yeah, as Jasmine said, I thought this was, again, a surprising move that just happened. And I thought this was just going to go full steam ahead, given, I think, the FCC's history. I think they like to see bigger and better and like to see profitability for these organizations. But I think it's a good question. I'm not sure what's going to happen. I would probably guess and err on the side that they're going to somehow get this thing done, but it's going to have to be scaled back, or some changes are going to have to be made to kind of appease these new demands.
Yeah, or they might have to really sell WGN. I mean, not pretend to sell it, but actually sell it.
Not sell it for way below market value
to a
buddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.